Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys hanging out with us for the next 30 minutes. It's going to be fun. Ava, good to see you.
It's good to be here.
And we have got some cool stories today. We're going to talk a little bit about switching it up for success on the water. What did you do to get more fish in the boat or just catch more? We're going to talk about a big thing for central and southern Minnesota. And who knows what happens with the rest of the shotgun areas outstate. So we'll see what happens. But a lot of shotgun talk and what's changing within that realm. And we're going to have a little fun with the high school trap championships as well. That and a whole lot more. Stick around, hang on to that steering wheel, and anchor yourself. We're going to be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
See you, Ava.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's we're hoping Don everything's good with Don.
I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Yep.
You know, the summer is hard. There's always a lot going on.
Yeah. For those that are
important
and retired.
Yeah, important and retired. Those are very important things.
There involves fishing and other things.
Right.
You know. So, yeah.
It was my birthday yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Well, you can still say it.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
That's an extended birthday wish, by the way, if you didn't know that.
I've been celebrating all month.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
You can't do it until the birthday. Then you can.
Oh, no. I get a birthday month.
You do, but not prior to.
You have to turn.
You have to turn. Then you have the month.
Gotcha.
Well, now you have to subtract.
Well, everyone in my family has summer birthdays, so we're busy. I kick things off in full gear. Yep.
Pedal to the metal in the
So I'm June 20th. The girls are August 1st, and Dustin is September 4th.
Wow.
Then
summer's over.
Yep.
And then it's back to winter and nothing's
pretty
happening.
Much.
Boring. Boredom.
I know. We should spread it out a little more.
You should. Too late for that.
See
how that works?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of seeing how it works, you know, a lot of people look at summer, early summer, in my opinion, is probably some of the best fishing, you know, spring and early summer are some of the best fishing out there. But you can have challenges with weather. You can have challenges with water conditions. You can have challenges with just about anything that goes on. If you're talking walleyes, it could be that you held your head the wrong way.
Yeah, pretty much.
They can be difficult. And, one of those such moments, I was just thinking about the show yesterday. I was on the water yesterday and just went out fishing and said, I'm just going to go do some jig fishing because I like jig fishing for fun. And I thought, well, let me see, try four different methods and see what happens. So I'm a big hair jig fan. And so I started out with hair jigs and I caught a ton of sheephead. I thought, okay, we're good. Got a walleye. Okay. And I thought, you know what? All right, let's put a crawler on. So I put a crawler in a hair jig. Not something you normally would do. Your hair jig allows you to cast a long way and not worry about strikes, but advantage was something different. Then I proceeded to get a smallmouth bass. I proceeded to get another walleye, and I got a sheephead. But the numbers had switched a little bit. So the point comes in. Then I decided I'm going to go with a jig, plain jig head with a crawler. And then I proceeded to get another walleye. I got a catfish and another smallmouth.
Okay.
So the point really is this. You may have your go-to, but be aware. You've got to be able to switch it up. You have to be able to change it up. If you know that there's a it's a good spot. In this particular case on the river, it was a back eddy. And right now the current is just ripping. It's absolutely flying. The water's a little dirty. And the fish are hanging out near current seams or in the back eddies that are working their way back upstream instead of in the main current. And you just have to be able to make sure you can change it up. And if you don't, it's going to impact what you're doing and how much fun you're going to have. And that's one of the things I found is play with that and be confident in the fact that jigging a minnow, that works too. But jigging a crawler, you don't have to bring any minnow bucket with you. You don't have to worry about the AIS. Crawlers almost always work.
I know.
You know.
But
so,
I'm just not a fan. I don't want to touch them.
So, I'm glad I was coming to the next point. So, there is what's called a Ned...
If you're a wuss like
a
me.
Ned no, ring, a Ned rig worm. And a Ned rig worm, if anybody out there is familiar with it, it's basically a very short worm that's elastic beyond belief, and it allows you to catch fish after fish after fish. Thing is, walleye like it, smallmouth like it, any other fish you want to go for, they like it. The reason is it's got a feel for them that's right on the money, and in a river situation or dirty water situation, they like it. In a clear water situation, you simply can go lighter line, you can go with a Ned rig jig or stand-up type jig, and you're going to be successful as well. So changing things up to meet what your target is and changing things up where you're fishing. If you're fishing in a clear water condition, you know, we're running a 12 to 15 pound test because we get a lot of abrasion with rocks and zebra mussels. So if we go heavier fluorocarbon leader. In this particular case, we also, because the current was so strong, we played with the different weights of the jigs. But the point is, Ned rigs, if you're not a fan of crawlers and you don't want to bring crawlers, you don't have to bring crawlers. I'm telling you right now, you can rock it with Ned rigs. And that's going to be in my bag of secret stuff that I'm going to bring up
sure,
to Lake of the Woods this year.
For people like me.
I'm going to bring, yeah, exactly. I'm going to bring it up to Lake of the Woods this year when you go on a trip up. And nobody's going to know it. I'm going to only have the only four bags of it. And each one will sell for $5.
Hey, make some money.
To my buddies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, where you got any of those?
Smart.
Yep, $5.
Yeah, $5, you can have a whole bag.
Exactly. No, only one. Oh. Only one worm.
Oh, geez.
They last forever.
Well.
Yeah. See?
All right.
I got to think ahead, plan ahead. Speaking of planning ahead, we're going to be taking a break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the shotgun zones. We're going to talk a little bit about high school trap championship. And some other cool stuff, too. So you're gonna want to hang out. Sit tight. Be right back.